Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the second week in ordinary time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint lives in Chicago, Illinois, and his preaching today is entitled Families.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. You don't work with people or minister with people very long before you realize that many of people's problems go back to their family of origin. Not only immediately, but for generations, this seems to be the ebb and flow of family life. Yes, mom and dad teach us about how to be unconditionally loving. But because there's always many reprimands and scoldings and punishments, as children we often confuse love and punishment. And so we fear, we don't trust. And so the cycle begins again. There's a bunch of literature, as you probably know, about the genetics of trauma. And the scholars outline how trauma goes from generation to generation. And it's amazing how this works. In the gospel today, we're reminded of the many sufferings that Jesus took on in his life. Of course, we think of his crucifixion and scourging, how he carried the cross and other events. But the gospel passage presents us with yet one more experience. Physical pain is quite understandable. There are other sufferings that can be just as difficult to endure, though, if not even more difficult. One such suffering that we all experience, and Jesus too, is being misunderstood and treated by our own family and friends as if we're out of our mind. In Jesus' case, it appears as if many of his extended family had this attitude and were quite vocally critical of Jesus. Maybe they were jealous of him. Maybe they had some sort of envy going on. Perhaps they were embarrassed by all the attention he was getting or bringing his name into the public forum, which meant bringing their name into the public forum. Well, whatever the case may be, it's pretty clear that Jesus' own relatives tried to prevent him from ministering to the people who so deeply longed to be with him. Some of his family members made up the story that he was out of his mind and sought to put an end to his popularity. Family life should be a community of love. On the Feast of the Holy Family just a few weeks ago, we celebrated that very fact, that family life should be a community of love. But for most of us, it comes a source of sorrow and hurt. And so we might wonder why Jesus allows himself to endure this form of suffering. In the past, to be able to relate with any and every suffering you endure as a result of your own family was kind of unheard of. But he endures it, and he redeems it, this form of suffering, making it possible for our family hurt to share in the same redemption and grace that he offers. But when we turn to God in prayer with our family struggles, we are consoled to know that Jesus, the eternal Son of God, understands our suffering from his own human experience. He knows the pain so many family members feel from firsthand experiences of being rejected, being labeled as crazy, or being hurt. And he's able to look at every family suffering with the utmost compassion, so as to give each person who asks the grace they need not only to endure that suffering, but also to use it for the good and for God's glory. Today we pray for our family members, especially those family members who have over the years hurt us through name calling, by creating difficult situations in our life, by being absent, and so on. May the grace of God and his mercy transform our lives and our families so that we can live in peace and grow in his love. Okay, Scott, there you go. I hope it's okay. Do let me know that you received it and all that jazz, okay? Have a great week and enjoy Albuquerque. Bye-bye.